So I have a title for you or a word for you today that I feel is probably covers what where we're at as of right now in this in the world we live in and in our communities we live in. So it's titled "Grace is Needed Now More Than Ever," and our verse is James 4:6, and the verse James 4:6 is, "God gives us even more grace, as the scripture says, God is against the proud, but he gives grace to the humble." James 4:6. So to make it through the extraordinary crisis of a pandemic and social unrest, all the things going on, you need to treat yourself and other people the way God treats you. You know, God treats us with grace, mercy, forgiveness. Grace means that God always gives you what you need, not what you deserve. If we got what we deserved, we wouldn't even be here. Thank goodness for God's grace. I know I'm thankful for God's grace. I don't deserve any of the blessings that God has given me, but thankfully for his grace, I do get to enjoy his blessings. I mean, God gives us even more grace, as the scripture said. God is against the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. God opposes the prideful and arrogant because they think they can do it all by themselves apart from God. They don't think they need God or his grace. They approach life, even life in turmoil, with the mindset, if it's to be, it's up to me. But when you're humble and admit that you can't make it through this situation on your own, God opens the floodgates of heaven. He pours out his grace, and he expects those who have been shown amazing grace to then show that grace to others. You know, I know on a few calls back, and I actually had a few of you comment on what I said about it, but I was talking about God commands us to love others. We're to love everybody, but it doesn't mean we have to like them. But the same thing applies to grace. God pours his grace out on everybody, and we are to show that same grace to others in how we treat them. Even if we don't like them, we've got to show that grace to others. You know, everybody is having a tough time right now. You know, to maintain your emotional health, you need to cut yourself some slack and do the same for others. Everybody is feeling the stress, particularly, you know, all the people who are out of work, concerned about their future, maybe even how they'll make it to the next day, how they're going to feed their family. Let's be kind. Let's be gentle. Even the hardest people to love are fighting some kind of battle right now and need our grace. This will often take a lot of humility. With tensions high, it's easier right now to return wrong for wrong, give a sharp answer, withhold the benefit of the doubt, and speak before listening. Our neighbors need our grace right now. Our children need our grace. The person that you might disagree with politically needs your grace. The world is on the defense, and there is nothing that will disarm people more than being given unexpected grace. God has given us great grace. Go and extend that grace to others so they can get a glimpse of what Jesus has done for them. What is one area of your life where you need to show more grace? You know, let's take time right now to ask God to remind you of his grace so that we can show it to others. Let's go out and show others God's grace today. Let's make that commitment. Let's show others God's grace today. Let's pray. God, we love you so much. We're so thankful for your grace, even though we don't deserve it. You love us so much that you give us your grace. And God, you command us to take that grace and share it with others and share, because we want others to be able to see you through us, through our actions, through our words, through how we treat people. God, we're just so thankful for our company. We're thankful for our TTE family. God, just pray that you guide us, you lead us, and that I pray, God, that we conduct ourselves in a way that makes you proud, and so that we can hear those words that we all long for, well done, good and faithful servant. Thank you for the time together today. Thank you for everybody on the call. God, we love you so much. We're so thankful for you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Everybody have a great day.